Hello there, gorgeous souls. Welcome to another episode of the Success Revolution podcast. I am Gemma Bernad, your host. As always and every single time, I am delighted, excited, and thrilled that you are here with me and taking time out of your life to listen to what I have to say and share with you. So thank you for being here. Before we even dive into the episode, I am super grateful for you. If this is the first episode you are listening to, then thank you for being here. And if you have been listening to many episodes over many years or anything in between, then my love to you for being here again. So if you are new in my world, my name is Gemma Bernad. As I said, I'm a psychic business mentor, energy healer, a gene keys and human design embodiment coach, amongst many things. I'm deeply, deeply passionate about helping high achieving, ambitious women build, grow, and scale aligned, being the key word, aligned businesses that are unrealistically successful. So making a fuck ton of money in unrealistic ways by following their fulfillment, not fucking working harder, because we do not need to work harder. We need to be doing less so we can enjoy our life more, because what is the point of having it all, my loves, if you cannot enjoy it all? So if this speaks to you, just know you are in the right place, okay? I love to help women create a fuck yes business. That's what alignment is to me. It's like, fuck yes, this feels good, right? This feels good. And the way that I do that is through my fuck yes frequency process, which is a 5-pillar process, as well as helping women to embody their human design profile and gene keys profiles so that they can be in alignment with themselves. Because when you're in alignment with yourself, you will create an aligned business that is first and foremost the truth. So I am going to be sharing today with you a recent live that I did with my good friend Holly McHugh, who is the sales and messaging expert extraordinaire, good friend of mine, who I adore and have so much time for. We did a live recently on my Facebook where we really talked about how to get your content to do the work for you so you can do less. Yes, work less without sacrificing on your income or your impact. And Holly was absolutely the woman to have this conversation with. It's only a very brief conversation, but I tell you, it is potent. It's potent. Holly is potent. Okay. And we really talk about, I guess, one of the common mistakes and some of the missed opportunities that people are really bypassing when it comes to content creation, because honey, more does not equal more. More content does not equal more growth. It does not equal more connection. It does not equal more engagement. It does not equal more sales, and it does not equal more clients or more money. Shock, horror. But I'm going to tell you right now, this mistaken belief that more equals more, it is time to let that go, but it is also time to support the less I do, the more I make belief with a strategy. Yes, beliefs are beautiful, but without a strategy that we can implement in our business, well, nah, like it's just a good thought to have, right? You know, I see this so often, you know, with women who are 6-figure plus, 7-figure entrepreneurs. Okay, I've watched countless of them burn out, sometimes quit, because of that very disempowering belief that more equals more. And you know, as your business vision grows, it's very easy to fall into the trap that you'll need to do more to have more. You know, and that does, it leads people like you, incredibly gifted and magical human beings, down into the rabbit hole of creating more content to grow their audience, doing more lives and reels and stories and blah, 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 to connect more and convert more, taking on more and more and more clients to grow their impacts. Hello, exhaustion. You know, in an effort to make more money, you end up doing more work. And you know, the thing is, when the money's pouring in, like it's not really seen as a problem. I know this. I went through this. You become numb to it. until you realize you cannot sustain that level of work. And this problem is more common than you think, honestly, but it's a big issue. And if it's left untreated, it will inevitably tear you down and you'll call it quits. And I'm telling you, this is what I call a creeper issue. It creeps up on you silently and then catches you off guard. Like, boom. And this is what happened to me. Okay, it happened to me 2 years ago. I found myself having to get up earlier and earlier, staying up later and later just to create more content. There was one time I remember posting my group. I was so proud of myself. I woke up at 3 o'clock on a Saturday morning to write content. And at the time, I was like, there's a powerful message in this. Like, sometimes we have to sacrifice. And now I'm like, fuck no. You will never see me get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to create content. Okay. And one of the reasons you won't see me do that is because I focus less on posting and praying and more on being potent and paid. Okay. And so in this conversation I have with Holly, we talk about, you know, the common mistakes, some of the missed opportunities that you need to be aware of now. And you do need to be aware of it. Because as I said, it's one thing to do the belief work. I am all for it. It is a core part of the work I do. I help women change their opinions about business, about themselves, about money, about success, about alignment, about visibility, all of those things. But you've got to have a strategy to back it up. Otherwise, it's just, oh, these are nice thoughts to have. Okay, we're still going to take some action. The law of action is one of the core 12 universal laws of manifestation. If you want to create something in your physical reality, you must take physical action. And that's where the strategy piece comes in. And that is why Holly is your woman when it comes to sales, marketing, and messaging. So I'm going to pass you over to this live. It goes for about 15 minutes. Okay. We also mentioned Holly Stop the Scroll Masterclass, which if you are listening to this before Thursday, the 24th of November, Australian time. It'll be Wednesday, the 23rd of November for those in the US and also in Europe. Then you will be able to grab your seat to watch the live of the Stop the Scroll Masterclass. If you are listening to this later, that link is still available. You will be able to purchase the replay. It is gold. Okay. I know I am such an advocate of Holly's work, so much so that I'm partnering with her to cross promote and to promote a lot of her work. Okay. Including the Stop the Scroll Masterclass. Okay. And also her magnetic selling program. I go into her magnetic selling program once a month and do a magnetic selling activation call with the women. They are ridiculous, those calls. And I'm going to tell you the feedback we get from the ladies is how powerful they are, how brilliant they are, and how life-changing they are as well. So I believe deeply in Holly's work, which is why I'm letting you know about it. The link is in the show notes. We mention it in this live as well. Head on over, go and grab your spot so that you can learn how to master the hooks and headlines that attract your ideal clients and get them to stop the scroll so that they pay attention to you and your work. Because I know you have a big vision. I know you have a purpose-driven mission. And I know you have a message on your heart that you are aching for people to hear because it will change their lives. We know your work changes their lives. But you just need a little bit of the sprinkle of the art and science of messaging to help you take what is on your soul and express it in a way that gets people to go, ah, she's the person I need to go to for either my problem or where I want to be in business or life or health or relationship or whatever it is that you help people with. So passing you over to this episode now. Thank you again for being here and I will see you for another episode soon. But I will see you inside the Stop the Scroll Masterclass as well. I'm going to be there, pen and paper ready to take notes. Okay, have an incredible day. Enjoy this episode. I will see you soon. Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad. I want to welcome my very dear friend, Holly McHugh, onto my personal Facebook page as well. So Holly and I connected actually 12 months. It's almost 12 months ago, like right now. I actually went back. It was October in 2021. And somehow there was like you popped up, I think, as a suggested person I should connect with. I hit friend request. You said yes. I went straight into your messages, actually. I was like, I don't know how we're not friends because I've seen you all over the place. And I think within like a couple of hours, I'd invited you onto my podcast. Yeah. And
I actually wrote an email to my email list about this recently, introducing you, because it's a really interesting manifestation. Because I knew the moment that we connected, I just knew that we were going to collaborate and work together in some capacity. I had a sneaking suspicion of what that was going to look like. And you and I have had some conversations in the back end about what that might look like in 2023, which is exciting, but we're not here to talk about that today. But nonetheless, here we are 12 months later, and we absolutely are collaborating. We are working together, and we have had a beautiful podcast episode together, which was magic and incredible, and is actually one of the most downloaded episodes on the Success Revolution podcast as well.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, yeah, which just goes to show two things. One, the potency of the conversation we had, and two, also, I think how connected you are to your community and your audience as well, because I know a lot of them came over to listen to it, and I think that's very much testament to how much you nurture your community as well. So quick intro, Holly, tell us who you are, tell us the amazing work that you do, like, just give, because some people are going to know you, some people aren't, so
yeah, sure,
let us know.
So hello, I'm Holly McHugh. I am a sales and messaging coach for service-based entrepreneurs. So in a nutshell, I help my clients to nail their positioning and master their messaging so they can be seen as the no-brainer choice for their ideal clients and create effortless sales without paid advertising. So I have a decade of experience working as a brand strategist for some of the big global marketing companies like Procter & Gamble and Unilever. And then since qualifying as a coach back in 2013, I combine coaching, mindset, behavioral science, brand strategy to help my clients, you know, really be able to monetize their online presence.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I love about Holly and why we connect so beautifully is, like, she's very logical and practical, which I love because I'm also that, but she's also very woo too. And she's that beautiful. Like, you are very much like the art, the science, the magic, as well as the practical when it comes to messaging. And I adore that about you. And I think there's a beautiful synergy as well. But, you know, I brought Holly on for a couple of reasons. But number one, really what I have noticed with a lot of my clients, a lot of people inside my community, is that there is a very strong belief that really causes a lot of people that are either on the trajectory of being very successful or who are already very successful to burn out and often quit on their dream. Mm. And that is a very strong belief that more equals more, right? So more work equals more money, more content equals more growth, more whatever it is. And so I wanted to kind of talk to you today through that lens with when it comes to content creation, because I know that there are so many people that are in my community that are so deeply passionate about what they do. They have, you know, messages and they have missions that are absolutely here to change people's lives. And the content that they're creating is incredible, but it's going unnoticed and it's lost. And I feel like there are probably some missed opportunities and some mistakes potentially that are being made that we can rectify probably very, very easily and very quickly. Number one, in this conversation, and number two, in the masterclass that you're running next week. So can we talk a little bit about that? And let me, I want to know from your perspective and your expertise, what is it that you see going on?
Yeah, it's a great conversation topic, and I could go into so many different directions on it.
Yeah, I know you could.
So I think the number one thing is with that more equals more. So just to kind of set the context, I am 3 days a week in my business, part-time around a 2 and a 4-year-old. I have never been full-time in my business. And I, you know, I have never really sort of fixated on vanity metrics like the followers and all of that jazz. Mm. I have very much focused on actually the mantra that I had throughout my decade of experience working for some of these massive global marketing companies. The mantra was less is more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that idea of fewer, bigger, better, because when we can actually go deeper and more, you know, potent, as you talk about a lot, Gemma, it's so much more impactful. And what really it comes down to with one post, honestly, one post that can cut through 1,000 other noisy ones that is relevant to the person you're actually looking to resonate with and you're actually looking to attract the attention of. It can literally be one line that just strikes the most powerful chord and helps someone else feel seen and heard and understood and less alone in whatever it is they're dealing with in that moment. It can take that one line. But a lot of the time, we're not really kind of doing the fundamentals. We're kind of skimming over the fundamentals in the quest for, as you say, more, more, more. So we're dancing on TikTok, or we're doing the reels, or the other posts, or this, and the other. And we're kind of getting lost in the noise instead of really stripping it back to whose attention am I actually looking to attract? That is the number one question you should always be asking yourself before you create anything. It's not about just downloading whatever is going on for you. Yes, do that first. But then when it comes to sharing that message, how are you making it easy for the right people to find you, connect to you, and buy from you? And most of us are not making it easy. We're making it really damn hard. And the number of times I see people literally hiding their gold and expecting people to bury, you know, dig for it, and it's just buried in the middle of the website, middle of the post, or, you know, the end of the reel. People, you've already lost people, because guess what? The average attention span is 8 seconds.
Yeah.
8 seconds. Mm. And on social media, it's even less. It can be 2.5 to 3. So the relevance is the absolute key. And that's what most people are missing.
Yeah. And I love that you touched on and spoke about, like, because when you really like nail that, when you really master that aspect, it really does get you off the content creation hamster wheel. Mm. It really does get you off that, because all of a sudden you see one post can change the trajectory of your business. And I'm going to tell you, I've experienced that. It's how I launched my coaching business in March 2019. I put out one post, and people just inundated my inbox. That's how my coaching went. Hey, I've got this offer, and this is what it is. And I was selling something very openly, but it was one post, and that's happened time and time again. Mm. Like, one line can really do that. But when we're not, as you say, focusing on some of the fundamentals that are there, we lose that opportunity. And what happens is, you know, we end up scaling the problem, right? Because when we're doing more, when we're going more content, and we're not fixing that one mistake, we're missing that opportunity, and we end up scaling the problem. And we're making
it. And that's the thing. That's why more followers or more subscribers on your email list isn't the be all and end all. Like, we're all told to grow an email list, but if you're having more people on a list and you do not know how to get them to even open your emails in the first place, that's not helping. If you've got more people in your Facebook group who are not engaging, that's not helping. So, you know, it's really about how can you start cultivating and creating a relationship with the people that you do have access to already. How can you go deeper, not broader? And most important thing with content is it really does need to tap into an insight about your audience. Okay, that's the starting point. What are they stuck and struggling with? What do they desire more than anything? What do they fear? These are questions you can ask yourself and use that to channel into a message that is then so much more relevant in how you convey it, because it's addressing the thing that is absolutely top of mind for them.
And that's exactly because, I mean, it's social media is busy. Like, it's a busy place. The beautiful thing is, though, I always say it means there's plenty of opportunity. It's busy and there's plenty of opportunity. But at the end of the day, we do have to be, we really do have to be very smart about how we actually work with it, because otherwise we end up just wasting so much time.
Yeah, 100%. You need to be focused. We need to know who our ideal client is, who our ideal audience is. And you know, I'm a multi-passionate manifesting generator, so don't think for a moment that that means I don't get the desire to speak to lots of different types of people, and guess what, you still can. But I do bang my drum about getting clear around a group of people that you most want to resonate and attract, because that is how you become that go-to specialist. And really seen as the person that can support that group of people, again coming back to that relevance piece. And a lot of people are just seeing who might pay attention instead of really being more single-minded about that. So I think that that's really important as well. And then just making it easy for people to know what's in it for them to actually engage in that piece of content.
Yes.
Okay. Because we spend hours sometimes on a post, an email newsletter, a reel, right?
Yeah.
And we either post it and we think, job done. Amazing. Okay. Everyone's going to love it. And then what? You know, maybe a handful of people sometimes are actually engaging. And 9 times out of 10, it's because you haven't told them what's in it for them to actually click, comment, watch, listen, read. In the first place, we forget that fundamental piece at the beginning. And, you know, 3 to 8 seconds of attention, if it's not immediately obvious, they're going to get something of value that addresses a pressing need they have right now, or a pressing line of inquiry, or a pressing desire they have right now, they're scrolling past.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And people are using social media more and more, like Google as well. They're using it as a search engine these days. So, you know, they really are coming on to look for the answers to their problems and to find solutions. So I think we've got to make it very, and like you say, like make it simple, make it simple for, like, let's not like make it so simple for people to work with you. Make it so simple for people to connect with you. Like, it gets to be simple. And I truly believe that, you know, the simpler we make it for us, the simpler it becomes for them, and the simpler business is altogether. So I love it. So let's go, like, because I know that the truth is Holly knows how, like, she knows how to help you with this. She knows how to help you to get off that content creation hamster, or to feel like you just, like, as you say, posting and praying. Like I say, go from posting and praying to potent and paid. Right.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. So tattoo that to your foreheads.
Yes, I know. So let's there is a way to do that. And I think it's very simple. And so I have partnered with Holly, and I am, you know, she has a masterclass that is coming up next week that honestly is going to absolutely help you to learn the very simple, like, this is the thing, it's fucking simple. Like, it is simple. Really, when you learn it, you go, simple. And I always say, the more complex the problem feels to us, the simpler the solution.
Yes.
Right. So Holly's got an incredible masterclass called Stop the Scroll. Great name, right? Stop the Scroll, that's happening next week. And so can you just tell us a little bit about that, what people can expect to receive, where they'll be after they do that? And I'll drop some details in the comments as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. So I teach all day, every day about messaging and sales. But the one thing that's come up time and time again, which has inspired the Stop the Scroll Masterclass, is that people really do not know how to give others a really good reason, as I said, to actually engage in the content in the first place. And if you've got 3 to 8 seconds to stop the scroll and attract the attention of the people that you actually want in your programs, in your offers, in your world, in your audience, then you absolutely cannot afford not to master this skill set. So what I'm going to be teaching in this 2-hour live masterclass is very, very laser focused, deep dive into what does it actually take to stop the scroll? How do you write and create magnetic hooks, headlines? What are the hacks around that? What's the science behind it? So we're going to get a bit nerdy with the neuroscience, which is awesome. I love it. We're going to geek out on that. And then I'm going to give you some really practical messaging structures, ways to open social media posts, email subject lines, the start of reels to ensure people actually watch till the end, videos, you know, any aspect of your online content is going to benefit from you knowing how to master your opening, because guess what? Your opening determines your close. This is going to be a 2-hour live masterclass. It's going to be super practical. You're going to get all kinds of resources to help you really finesse this skill set. You've then got a week of access to me in a private pop-up Facebook group as you implement these strategies and put them into practice on your business, and you can connect with everyone else going through the program. And if you sign up by 5 p.m. Sydney time today, you will also get a bonus PDF, which is my top 20 best performing email subject lines of 2020. So I get double the industry average open rate for my emails, and you're going to see exactly what's worked for me this year and why, what made all the difference. So that is an extra bonus as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I am so looking forward to this masterclass, I have to say. Also, I hope, I mean, you ladies, if you're on with me, if you've worked with me, you'll understand I do a lot of work with human design and gene keys. I know this is Holly's jam because I know her gene keys chart. I know her human design chart, and I know that she has gate 26 as her life's work. Gate 26 is the gate of the salesman. Okay. It's all about teaching people how to sell their ideas with integrity.
Yes.
Let me just tell you that bit. Okay. Which is why I love Holly, because I think there are a lot of people out there that teach marketing and messaging and sales, and there is a bit of a mismatch with the integrity piece. We feel that with Holly, it's completely different. Okay. So this is like, this is coded in her DNA. She is meant to be here to teach this. Like, that's how important the placement of that particular gate and gene key is in her chart. Like, she is meant to be here to do this work. Okay. So she's the person to learn from. I have dropped the link to join the masterclass. It is happening next Thursday, the 24th of November. It's 9:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. I'm assuming there's a replay if people come in.
100%. I'm actually looking to get a t-shirt that says, yes, there'll be a replay.
Yes.
100% be a replay.
Yes. There's a replay. So like, if you're like, oh my God, I can't make it or whatever, like, please, honestly, like, you don't need to be on live. You know, you get the access to the masterclass, and obviously you can ask questions of Holly inside that beautiful Facebook group as well. So we would love to see you inside. I really think this is a skill set that either you or if it's your team, if you've got people on your team and it's not you and you want to send someone 100%. On your team, then send them along to do this and report back to you. Holly honestly has, you know, clients that have worked with her that have done her masterclass that have said they've got more value out of a workshop with her than they have masterminds that they've been in. Okay. So this is value packed. Okay. It is absolutely worth it. So please come along and join us. Okay.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks, Gemma.
All right. Thanks a lot, everyone. Thanks for joining us live. If you've got any questions, you can either pop them below or you can pop into my messages if you want to know any more details. Otherwise, the link is there. Please come and join us on the 24th. Okay. All right, everyone, have an incredible day. We will see you soon.
Bye.